say another interesting fact about Family Feud, aside from the fact that the game is still so interesting after these several decades, is the fact that it started on a major celebration of America's independence. Get this. Family Feud started airing on ABC July 1976. Yes, major celebration time. All right, so here we go. Taking a look at teens and romance. Aside from a potential bump in popularity during the teen years, how helpful are these experiences that they place so much value on for long-term romantic success? The dating, the sexual experiences, and the more frequent the dating, the more frequent the sexual experiences, the greater their marker of being a marker of greater social standing. Does that tie in with long-term romantic success? Recent research suggests maybe not. In a study that examined 165 teenagers from 13 to 30, they found that the key predictors of romantic life satisfaction at ages 27 through 30. So remember I told you a little earlier, we're talking about later in life, but not late, not like in the 50s. All right. Romantic life satisfaction at ages 27 through 30. What turned out to be the key predictors that they would experience romantic life satisfaction at that age range turned out to be related to their adolescent experiences with friendships rather than romantic relationships. Adolescent experiences with friendships was the predictor. The researchers identified the abilities to form and maintain friendships as key ingredients for predicting later satisfaction with romantic life. Because adolescent romantic relationships tend to be more short-lived than friendships may offer teens better opportunities to develop the social skills required of more adult-like romantic relationships. Think about the kind of communication that's necessary in truly establishing a solid romantic relationship. Think about the mindset that is necessary in establishing a solid, satisfying romantic relationship, one that is mutually satisfying. And when I say the mindset, the kinds of attitudes and dispositions that it takes to have a mutually satisfying romantic relationship. And then think about some of your own friendships, whether with a spouse or some of your good friendships from high school days. What helped those friendships be friendships? So these researchers identified the abilities to form and maintain those friendships as key. Because adolescent romantic relationships were more short-lived, they just didn't bring to the table what friendships brought. Perhaps even more striking, though, was that several types of romantic experiences during adolescence failed to emerge as predictors of long-term romantic satisfaction. Adolescent romantic experiences, including romantic relationship satisfaction, sexual experiences, number of previous dating partners, and physical attractiveness, had no link to long-term romantic satisfaction. Ladies and gentlemen, does that capture your attention at all? Now, this isn't to say that romantic experiences during adolescence are not important. Instead, certain types of romantic experiences and relationship contexts just might have greater long-term benefits than others. For example, research has suggested that teens may benefit most from having a few deep relationships rather than many casual flings. And although early adolescent involvement in romantic relationships can sometimes be associated with problematic outcomes, consistent as opposed to sporadic romantic involvement during the teenage years has been associated with having more supportive future romantic relationships during the 20s. Importantly, the development of social skills in friendships noted above was not tested as a predictor of current romantic relationship involvement, nor of current romantic relationship quality. Instead, it was a predictor of how young adults felt their overall romantic life was going, regardless of whether or not they were currently in a relationship. So, establishing key social skills within friendships may not only help young adults find success when they're in a future relationship, but also resiliency to feel good about their romantic lives when they're not. Despite the sometimes obsessive fixation on accruing romantic experiences during adolescence, teens may be better off tending to their friendships to reap the benefits of romantic satisfaction in the future. Now, you know, I've got to ask you, when you look at where your romantic life is, whether you are currently married, happily married, whether you are newly married, you've been married for 30 years, you've been married for 12 years, maybe you're engaged, and maybe you've been engaged for maybe 7 months, 9 months, 12 months, wherever you are. When you evaluate your current romantic relationship, or if you look back on a previous romantic relationship and look at how successful it was or was not, what would you attribute the success or lack of success to? And when you compare that romantic relationship to some of your closest friendship relationships, do you see many commonalities between the two, or do you see big differences between those close friendships and your romantic life? And when I say, do you see similarities, I'm talking about just generally the way you connect with the people involved in those relationships, the way you connected with your friends, still may connect with your friends, the way you connect with your romantic interest, your spouse, whoever. You see a lot of similarities, particularly when the romantic life is successful. You consider it to be mutually satisfying. Do you see many commonalities between that relationship and some of those close friendships? Or do you say, no, they were pretty different. They didn't have much in common at all. And I'm still having a very, very successful romantic life the same way I've had some good friendships. Okay. Well, stay with me. I will be back in just a few.